Now the Gemara asks, the Yom he asks the question, Oisai Shonim Shosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadosh Ve'em Esalomai, like those years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take to revise the world, to make over the world, Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'niska V'Hashem L'Vadai B'Yemu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be alone, and that day there'll be nobody else. So the question is, Tzadikim Mayin Oisim, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do with the Tzadikim at that time? And Rashi learns the question is, V'Yoylam Zechorev Elif Shonim, the world will be like destroyed, isolated, for 1,000 years. So the question is, Oisim Tzadikim Heichim Heim, where will those Tzadikim be? Since they're not buried in the ground, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do with them? In other words, even after Tchiyas HaMeisim, still there'll be 1,000 years that the world will be destroyed. Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisel hem kenufayim kenishorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them wings like eagles. V'shoten apnei hamayim, and they'll fly over the water. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Al kein l'nira b'homir oretz b'moy torim b'lev yamim. That they'll be b'lev yam, they'll be in the heart of the oceans. The Rashi says it means l'nira b'homir oretz, they should not be afraid when Hashem changes over the world. It means k'shemachah b'kodesh baruch es oretz, when Kodesh Baruch changes over this world, l'nira, the Tzadikim will not be afraid. The Fishon of Belev Yavim, they'll be in the middle of the oceans, they're not going to be afraid. Fishem HaTaimim, maybe that's the question, Yeshlem Tzar, they'll have pain, they'll have to fly over the water all the time, they'll have no place to rest, they'll be in pain in Tzar. Tam Loim, the Pasuk says, no, the Koyvi Hashem Nachlifu Koyach, the people that hope and wait for Hashem, Hashem gives them strength. Yalu Eve Kanishorim, Yerutsu, Lo Yagiyu, they will not become tired. Yelchub Lo Yofa, they won't be weary, they won't be tired. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them special extra strength. So now the Gemara asks the question, how do you know to say that after Tchiyas HaMeisim they won't die anymore? V'neilech mimeisim shechi Yecheskel. Why don't you learn out from the Meisim that Yecheskel brought alive? That there was brought down, even though he made it, he brought them alive, they died again. So maybe also after Tchiyas HaMeisim they'll die again. Rashi says, Shechozru meisim tach tzadikim shosu l'hachlis yasal orfam. Maybe the Tzadikim will come up by Tchiyas HaMeisim, maybe they'll also die again. So when it says, no, Sobolo command the Yomar, this Tana holds, like that man Yomar that says, V'yemes Moshel Hoyim, that Yecheskel, it says by Yecheskel, brought them alive, it's only a Moshel, it didn't really happen. So if we can't bring any proof from then, the Tana will learn, Yobles Oyim, Meisim Shechi Yecheskel, Omdu Arugleim, V'yomru Shiru Meisu, they got up, they said Shiru, they died right away. Mashi Ram, what kind of shir did they say? Hashem Nemes B'Tzedek for Omer Chaye B'Rachman. Hashem puts you to death B'Tzedek with Mishpat with Din, and He brings your life B'Rachman. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shira Zuam, they said this Shira. Hashem Nemes Omer Chaye Moirid Shoil V'Yal, He brings you down and brings you up again. So here's according to these two Mam Diyamrim, it really happened, it was really a Tchias HaMeisim then. But Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says, MS Marshall Hoy, true it wasn't a Marshall, that's all. It was only an example, a parable of what's going to be like Christ will come out of the Golus, but not that there will really be a Tchiyas HaMeisim then. Omer Nechemiah, like what do you mean to say? In MS it was really true it happened that he wasn't Mechayim Meisim, Loma Marshall, why is it only a parable? The Yemarshall, they call it only Yemarshall, Lom MS, why is it called MS? Ella rather shot it like this. The MS Moshel Hoy, what he meant to say is really all the world is just a parable, just a Moshel, that's all. So according to this man, the Yom, it never really happened, it's Tchiyas HaMeisim then by Yecheskel, so therefore we can't learn out from then. Rabbi Elazar ben Yosher, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oymer, Meisim Shechi Yecheskel, that those Meisim that Yecheskel brought alive again, all in Eretz Yisrael, they went into Eretz Yisrael, for Nosu Noshim, they married, but they had wives, for Hoyled Bonim Ubonis, and they had children.
The Gemara says that Omad Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Aragli got up on his feet and said, "V'yomar, ani mebnei bneiim, I'm from the grandchildren of these people that Yecheskel was mechayim. Fi halalu tefillin sheniichli aviyaba, and these are the tefillin that my grandfather left over from him. So come down, the Quintus man Yomar, that they didn't just get up and die right away, but they also lived. They lived and had children." Now the Gemara says, "Uman ninu meisim shechi Yecheskel." Who are these meisim that Yecheskel brought alive? Omer Rav, Rav says, "Elu bnei Ephraim." These were the bnei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim. The Gemara says, "What was the story of bnei Ephraim?" Shemona Lekate, they made an account. When should be the end of the Yetzir Mitzrayim? Vitol, they made a mistake. And they went out before Yetzir Mitzrayim. Rashi says, like, they made the case of Yetzir Mitzrayim. They should have done it when Yitzchak was born. So they counted the 400 years from when Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram. The Tanya says, "Where did Avram Avinu b'shash and that be my ben b'say in ben habesarim?" Or then Shivim Shon was only 70 years old then. When ben habesarim mashnol Yitzu was not 30 years. So Yitzu, they made a mistake in the Yitzu Mitzrayim 30 years. And they went out 30 years before Yitzu Mitzrayim, and they were killed. Shinema the pasuk says, "Ubnei Ephraim sheshelech uborid benoi v'sachas benoi v'yelodah benoi v'sachas benoi v'zebad benoi v'sheshelech benoi v'yezer." Yeah, v'yelodah v'hogem anshe gas and the lodim biyoritz and anshe gas killed them all out. As the Rashi says, that since they left early, they were killed out. It says, "Ubnei Ephraim sheshelech v'hogem anshe gas." Anshe gas killed them out. So these are the people that now Yecheskel brought alive again. So the pasuk says, "Vayisabel Ephraim Aviyim Yom Rabin." Ephraim, the father, was over a long time. Vayivayu Rechel Benachemai, and the brothers came to Menachem, the father. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "No, who are these masons? Yecheskel brought alive again." Shmuel Amar, "Elu bnei Yodim shekofer b'tchias amasim." These were the people that were kofer in tchias amasim. Shem the pasuk says, "Vayomer lai benodim who atzomos elu kol beis Yisrael heima." That they were kaif from Chiyas Mason, said there wouldn't be any more Chiyas Mason. Like Rashi says, like Yecheskel did it, like to show Klai Yisrael that even these people that don't believe in Chiyas Mason still will be brought alive again. So for sure everybody should learn out from here that there will be a Chiyas Mason. Rashi says, even though this is not min hadin, because min hadin HaMishnah says that a kaif of Chiyas Mason is enva chelik lelom abo. Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, Yecheskel did it, stam to teach us. These are the people that did not do any mitzvahs, they have not even a wetness of mitzvahs. Shlomo the pasuk says, "Ha'atzumos hayaveshos yeshimu dvar Hashem." Even such people, Yecheskel was mechayeh in order to teach us again that there will be a tchias amesim for tzaddikim kol shechein. Rabbi Yitzchak Nav Choma, "Elu bnei Yodom shechifus eichol kula ishkatz mimoshim." They covered up the heichol with shkotzim and mimoshim. Rashi says, "Shoyu mitzayor and slomim." They were painting idols. Akiras eichol on the walls of the heichol. They say, "V'yava v'yenu." Shinemata says, "V'yava v'yara v'hinei kol tavnus remesh ubei mesheket v'chol gelulei beis yisromech mechuka al akirsav." Ksivosm says over there, "V'avireinu aleim savasav." For such people also, Yecheskel was Mechayah. Rav Yechel Nomar, "Elu Meisim Shevabika, Shevabika Asdura." This was the Meisim that died in Bika Asdura. Rashi says, "Shehemis Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bevel, Al Shoyu Yofim." They were very nice, like the Mara will soon say. V'yom Rav Yechel, "Minor Eishel Ad Rabbis Bikas Dura." Again, so the Gemara says, "The Amar Rav Yechanan, Minor Eishel Ad Rabbis." That's how far was called this place, as Bikadura. That goes Bikadura. Now, what was the story here? Shebishor Shehegel Nebuchadnezzar Russia, Es Yisrael. When Nebuchadnezzar took Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael, he made Golus, Golus Bavel. Hoyu ben Bechurim, there were children there, Bechurim. Shoyu Meganu Netzachama Biyafiyeh, they were so beautiful. That even made the sun, or they embarrassed the sun, because they were so beautiful, Moshe-like. For the Kashdoyis, the Shiksas, they are the ladies of the Kaftim, Reyesos, and they saw these beautiful men, for Shoifas over, they started to have a tremendous desire for them, but they started to see their own dam. Machmas Taibarashi, so they started to see dam Ziva. His Omrul Abalaim, so it was told over to the husbands. Ubalaim Lamelech, and the king told, and the husband told it over to the king, like, "Get rid of these boys, they're taking our wives away from us." So Tziba Melech Vogel, the king gave a commandment, Nebuchadnezzar gave a gzeira to kill them out. But the Adayim HaYishreifah's other, still the ladies were flowing with them. So Tziba Melech, the Melech commanded the ransoms. Like they destroyed these bochim completely. Like even though they died, still the ladies were looking at them. So they haven't destroyed them completely. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. So some say these people are the ones that Yecheskel was mechayi. Tana Rabbanan. Bishor shehipel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh as Hanani Mishov Yazayah. At the time when Nebuchadnezzar Rosh threw Hanani Mishov Yazayah into the Kiv Shanaish, Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu Yecheskel. Kodesh Baruch Hu said Yecheskel. Leich v'hachi yemesim v'bikadura. Go and bring upon, go and make Mechayim Mesim to the people in Bikadura. Kivun Shech Yesim, since he brought them alive, Bo at Somais v'tovchol el Yesir Rosh Ha'aponuf. So the bones came and knocked on the face of Nebuchadnezzar. His Omer, so he said, Matifun Shalelu, what's going on here? What are these bones here? Omer, he said back to him, Chavreim Shalelu, et the Chavreim Ha'chanani Mishov Yezayah, Mechayim Mesim v'bikadura. They are being Mechayim Mesim, they're bringing Mesim alive again. So these bones are the bones. And this goes on Yecheskel, as he says, Ayecheskel oyem, imsho yechadeyem, shechanan mishav yazayin, v'chanetzo ho yedeya, shekodesh baruch hu mechay yisem. So Mar says right away, Pesach, v'yomar, v'chanetz himself opened up his mouth and said, O soyi kamo rabravin, v'simhoyi kamo takifin, machusay machus olam, v'shotoni yimdovador, like how great is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's going to live forever and forever. If he gave praise, the battle Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak says, Yutzak Zohov Roseach L'Toch Piv Shalosh HaRosha. The ruler is supposed to throw down hot gold into Nebuchadnezzar's mouth. Why? Shel Molei Bo Malach, if not for the fact that the Malach came to Sotru Al Piv and slapped him like on his mouth, Bikish Leganas Kol Shivus V'Shosh Baruch Hu Yishrama David B'Sefer Tehillim. He would have been Megala all the Tilas Shishbach as the David said in Sefer Tehillim. In other words, he was about to say, Dreit Shvach is about to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had to stop him from saying it. And Rashi says, really, he was about to show you Mesadeh Shvachos, Noyos Yoyse Midavid. He would have said, Nice Shivas than David. Vilu Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyinoy Tachreim Yoyse Miachre Yashiva Shvach than David. So therefore, they had to stop him from saying it. So the Malach came now and slapped him, like and stopped him from saying these Shiras Vishas Bachas. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what like this in the Braisa? Shisha Nisim Nasu B'Yaisa Yoyim. Six great Nisim happened that day. V'Yelohim, these are the six great Nisim. Tzav HaKivshon, like the nest, when Chanani Mishav Yazayim was sold into the Kivshon Shalesh. And when they were saved, so first of all, Tzav HaKivshon, Rashi says, Shakivshon Hoyim Mishuka Baritz. The kivshin, the furnace, was sunk into the ground, and it floated up, it started to come up from the ground. So everybody should see the way Hanani Mishov Yazai is saved from the kivshin ash. And then v'nifrat ha-kivshin, and then it started to break. The kivshin, the walls, started to break. Everybody could see what's going inside. And then v'hu maksoidoi, and then its foundation melted away. V'nevach telem aponov, the telem, the idol that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped, fell down on its face. The Nisrafu Arba Malchoyos and the four princesses there were also burnt up. Like the four princesses that helped out Nebuchadnezzar, they were also burnt then. Yeah. And Vahach Yecheskel as a Mesim and Bikadura. At that time, Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim and Bikadura that really turned over Nebuchadnezzar. The Kulu Gemara, all these six Nisim, or five of them, are from Gemara, Stam, Malach, Lamosha, like, V'yabo, Malch, Yistrok, Tukro, but the four kings, that apostle talks about. So the apostle first says he called all his people together, and then when the apostle says at the end, when they came back, four were missing. What's Pshat, four were missing? These four were burnt up there. And the apostle says, Unuvachanetzar, Malko Shalach Lemichnas, he called for all these people that worked for him. And Liach Shtar Papnayo, Signayo, Upachavoso, Adar Gozrayo, Gidovrayo, Tisovrayo, Tiftoye, the whole Shetonim Dinos, all different people that worked for him. Lemaisla Chanukas, Ishkamta Chanukas. And then it says, Isi Guvrin Yudoyim, the raw Jewish people, the manis yosain, and then it says umischanish. Who they got together later? It says umischanish, umischanshin achashdapno signayo upachavoso vihadovia malko. So, you see these people, and Kitzur, it leaves out four people. It doesn't say, because those four malachim, those four people were burned in the Kivshin Shlesh. Tone Dvei Reb Elezer Ben Yaakov, Afilu B'Shar Sasakon, even a person is in a sakon, in the danger, Lo Yishan Ode Misatzim, a person should not change himself around, Mir Rabbanu Shaloi, from the way that he dresses, the way that he acts, he should not change around because of Tzara. Rashi says, they were wearing their beautiful clothing when they were thrown into the fire. Therefore, Yishana, you should not change. You shouldn't look as if you're nervous. And your enemies will make fun of you. Therefore, you have to go. Even if you have to go, you should go with your stoles, with your shenka, with your nice. Should be dressed nicely. That's what it says here. Shinan Pasik says, "Beating Gavrai Eloch, Kovsu Besavulehin, Pushdein Bchablusahin." Even when they took Kamani Meshovia Zayin, they were still wearing their beautiful clothing. And Omri Rav Yechanan, Kibelim Tzadikim Yosim Malchi Yeshervus. All right, we'll stop here. Then you want to next tape? You're holding Daf at Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph. Can you just last one? Just was Omri Rav Yechanan.